Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 100% Real Podcast, where we explore the world through genuine, unfiltered conversations. I am your host, Jay Nitro. I'm here to take you on the journey, people. So buckle up, because we're about to deep dive into the topics that ignite your passion, spark your curiosity, and keep you coming back for more. Welcome to the 100% Real Podcast. Let's get real.
Ah, it hurts my ear every single time.
Okay. That was really loud.
It was. All right. But anyway, sorry for that. All right, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the 100% Real Podcast, where we keep it 100% real. And today, we're keeping it real with the one, the only, Amanda Marie.
What's up?
So, this is crazy. All right, so... once again, before we got on, I had asked you, how are you doing and everything like that. What was I about to say? Crap, I forgot what I was about to say. Holy crap. Anyway, you are 2023 Syracuse Best New Artist.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Like when did you know that you were going to be like winning that?
So the nominations and everything were like, I want to say a month before the actual award show. Mm-hmm. And I was nominated for Best New Artist category, and I was actually surprised, because at the time when I was nominated, I didn't even think my music was good enough to even like be nominated for anything. So the day before the award show, I actually got an email basically mm-hmm. saying like, you can't tell anybody, but you won, so like prepare a short little speech. And when I tell you, I woke up, I was literally taking a nap. I woke up, I just looked at my email quick, and I seen this weird email, and I was like, what is this? And it hit me, and I just started bawling my eyes out. I started crying so hard. I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I just won an award, but I can't tell anybody, but I'm going to tell you. And so literally the day before the award show, I won. But like, I literally wasn't allowed to tell anybody. And I'm friends yeah. with a lot of other nominees, you know, for other categories and stuff like that. And I was like, I can't tell anybody. And like, you know, I was at the award show hours before they actually announced it. Yeah. So I'm like the whole time trying to keep it in, like, oh my God, I can't believe they're about to announce my name. And even then, when I heard my name, it's yeah. still like, it was like, I just relearned it. You know what yeah. I mean? Like it felt real again. Like it just happened. Like I didn't even know. It was a crazy feeling though.
Like I tell you all the time, I'm proud of you. Super proud.
I appreciate that.
So growing up in Syracuse, what was life like? Or what is life like?
It's rough. You know, I didn't grow up in like a very good part of the city. I definitely grew up in the ghetto. Mm-hmm. And for a while, all I really had was music. You know, like I wasn't close with like any of my family, and I didn't have a lot of friends. So like it was rough, you know, especially like I'd leave my house and, you know what I mean, I'd have people coming up to me asking me for money and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
it was
rough. It still is, you know, like Syracuse, like I love Syracuse. It's my hometown. You know, it's got a big piece of my heart. I wrote a song all about Syracuse called My Gotham, you know, so I love Syracuse with all my heart. It is definitely a rough city, though, I will admit. I love it, though. I love it. I love the people here. It's definitely, you got to have a tough skin for sure.
Who is your favorite artist out of like any genre? Give me your top five.
Okay, top five?
Top five, so, any genre.
So I will say Juice WRLD number one, top tier.
Nobody R.I.P. will to ever Juice come WRLD.
Up this world. R.I.P. Definitely. Juice like number one. Gotta, you know, miss him so much. So Juice WRLD number one. Russ is definitely in my top five. He's literally like the realest artist that I know. Like every song he doesn't miss, and he's always like speaking facts. Who else do we got? I want to say Kevin Gates, to be honest with you. Like, he wasn't in my top five for a while, but like I've been listening to him a lot more, and like, I don't know, his music just it's different. I really like
I feel like Kevin himself has matured as an artist, you know, from what he used to make. I feel like he's kind of, you know, kind of
shifted a little bit. Definitely. All his music, though, I love it. Oh my goodness, I'll listen to Kevin Gates for hours. I feel like I gotta go Nicki Minaj, just queen, because I feel queen. Like she's so goated in the female part of the music industry. I feel like she's super goated.
She's been at the top as a female for a long time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And like I just recently started learning a little bit more about Nicki Minaj, like when she started and stuff like that. And like I really do just like respect her as like a person and an artist. She's got a lot of songs that really resonate with me too. And I feel like a lot of people don't like, they only see like her crazy songs where she's talking about all wild stuff, but like she's got a lot of really deep songs that like that really resonates. So she's got to be up there. And then last, that's tough.
Come on,
that's so
give
tough.
It to me. Come on.
It's like it's such a, the last one is so difficult for me because there's like five artists that I want to say for this last one. I honestly, I feel like I gotta go with a classic and say like Jada. And now Jada's not super classic-y, don't get me wrong. He's not like a Tupac or a Biggie, but I feel like I gotta go Jada because, you know, he's been around for so long. He's been in the game for so long. And I've, the last couple of years, I've been listening to a lot of Jada, honestly. And I feel like he's also another artist where just like a lot of music that just kind of resonates and sits with you and just makes you sit back. Nice. Like, oh dang, like that's real shit right there. You know, like I feel like Jada has to have that spot. I was honestly torn between Jada and Tory Lanez. Cause Ooh. Tory Lanez is like Tory Lanez, man. Tory Lanez is Tory Lanez.
Ooh.
But like, I feel like I had to go with Jada on it. I feel like I had to go with Jada.
All right. What's your favorite song?
By Jada?
Any genre. Anybody.
Oh my god. Wow,
like,
that's rough.
Like
okay,
top
so...
like top favorite, like what's your go-to song?
Okay, so it's actually funny that you bring this up because there actually is a song that's like number one. Like I have a tattoo for the song. It's called Never Lose Your Flames by Issues. Mm-hmm. They're like a post-hardcore band. I used to listen to them during my emo phase when I was like 14. And the song is basically like, to keep it short and simple, the song is basically like, be who you are no matter what. Don't let anybody take away like who you are. Don't let anybody dull your flame, you know? And ever since like the first time I heard that song, it's just always like, if that song comes on, like I'll randomly think about it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just such a, to me, it's like such a beautiful song. And like, I honestly haven't listened to it in a while, but like, that's gotta be like, it's been my favorite song for so long. I gotta stick with that.
When did you start taking music like seriously?
So August of 2022. So it's been a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've like actually been like recording and like taking it serious.
Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years musically?
I feel like I'm not gonna be like top in the industry or anything like that. I feel like I'll be like very well known, but not like, you know, like in the top, like number one charts or anything like that. But I do feel like my music is going to get out there a lot, and there's going to be like a lot of really like dope artists that I like really want to collab with that I'm actually going to be able to collab with. Mm-hmm. And things like that. My main goal right now is to get a collab with Russ. You know, if I can't get a collab with Juice WRLD, I got to get one with Russ.
So, well, that kind of answers
that's like my main goal.
That kind of answers my next question, was if you had a dream collab, who would it be? And you just answered that. So.
Okay. Oh yeah, it has to be Russ. I would absolutely love to work with Russ. I'd love to just sit down with Russ and make a beat with him and then write the lyrics with him. Just like a full, like, immersive, like, song production. Like, that's legit my dream. Like, one day.
You'll get there. I believe you'll get there.
As long as somebody believes.
So I've seen you do a lot of performances. What goes through your head before the performance? So like, how do you get ready for it?
I have a really bad anxiety attack. Well, it's really not. It's not as bad as it was. Uh-huh. So I've been performing since March. Basically, my first performance was probably, I think, the middle of March. And I just kind of went into it completely blind. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know anybody really there. I was just asked because he had seen me like doing music and, you know, knowing other artists and stuff like that. And he had asked me if I wanted to perform. Mm-hmm. And like the mindset before a performance is just like, it's different. Like, I feel like I'm in my own bubble. I'm in my own world. And I am freaking out, but, like, it's not noticeable. You know what I mean? Like, just focused on breathing. I'm thinking about, like, my set order. I'm thinking about, like, what happens if something goes wrong? What am I going to do? You know, like, there's just a million thoughts that run through my brain before a performance. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's around me before a performance, like, they've seen it for themselves. And they've told me, like, you're a totally different person on stage than you are off stage. Like, before a performance, you're always so anxious and nervous, and then you get up there and it's like, you wouldn't have even been able to guess that I was nervous at all.
Yeah.
Like, and it's crazy. Cause like, I really, even when I'm up there, I still like feel a little anxious, and then like it slowly kind of gets better. And then I start to feel more comfortable. But yeah, definitely. Like, I definitely still get really anxious before a performance, especially if it's like a brand new crowd I'm performing in front of.
Yeah.
Because I do perform in front of the same people a lot, which I don't mind. I like it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. But I always definitely just a million thoughts run through my head right before I get on that stage.
True. Like any, like, I'm pretty sure like most of these artists that, you know, come up, they, for their first time performing ever, they feel anxious or nervous about it. And over time, they, you know, find different ways to get over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of push through.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like everybody definitely has their own way of just like getting over it and just kind of doing it.
Like, they may it's have like turning like a,
the, yeah, right? It's like turning the anxiety into adrenaline.
Yeah, they may have like they may have like a ritual they do before the show to kind of like get them in the zone. Different things that people do.
For sure.
What's your writing process like?
So I have a few different writing processes, to be completely honest with you. But I would say like my main writing process is just, I always, like, 9 times out of 10, my songs will start out as like a conversation I'm having or just something I randomly decided to say to somebody one day. And I'll be like, oh my god, that sounds like a bar. I can turn that into a chorus, or I can turn that into a verse or something that. So I'll quick like write that down. And then when I'm finally like in the mood to sit down and write, I'll go back to that like mindset, and I'll go back to that memory, pull up the note, and usually like I'll get like how I want like the melody and harmony and all that to be. Mm-hmm. And then I find my beat. And I'm usually pretty picky about my beats too. Like I'll search and I'll search for a good beat like for hours. Oh my goodness. There's so much out there. It's like I have to find the one that really, really sits with me. So when I find the beat, and then I kind of just finish the song off from there. Normally, I start off with like the chorus, Like, typically, like, the chorus is what I get first, and then I kind of just base the song around that and how I want the vibe to be, and things like that, and then I have a song.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, we're going to wrap up here, but I got two more questions for you.
All right, let's get it.
First, well, they kind of go hand in hand, so I guess, yeah, they kind of go hand in hand. What's next in 2024 for you, and do you have any upcoming projects that you could speak about?
So I plan on releasing a ton of singles in 2024. I want to release an EP in 2024. I'm not going to speak too much on that. But it's going to be about a year from now. I plan on releasing it probably in September of 2024, the EP.
Ooh, my birthday month. I like that.
Hey, happy birthday. So my next release is going to be a song called Knife Talk. And I have been performing that a lot lately. Mm-hmm. Ever since, so I'd never performed it until I showed my one friend. And she was like, oh my God, this is so amazing. You need to perform this. And I didn't really know what I was going to do with the song anyways when I had first recorded it. It was just a good song. And I just, you know, I was like, whatever I decide to do, I'll decide to do. So I started performing it. And then it finally hit me, like, the lyrics and everything. I feel like it's a really good song to release January 1st.
Oh.
Yeah, like, that's going to be my very first song of 2024. Just, like, I feel like I'm just coming into 2024. Like, this is me. I'm here. Like. You know what I mean? I feel like it's definitely one of those songs that start the year off for me, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to be releasing the music video the same day. So there's going to be the visual, and it's going to be on all platforms January 1st. So definitely stay tuned for that. I haven't really promoted it too crazy yet. I've been talking about it a lot. I'm going to, like, officially, like, put out the album cover and everything like that in December. Probably 2 weeks into December, I'm going to officially start promoting the video as well as the song. So definitely stay tuned for that. I'm really excited for that. But I'm gonna release so much in 2024. Like, it's just gonna be like damn near every month I'm gonna be releasing something, whether it's a music video or a song, mm-hmm. or the EP. So I'm really excited. Like, I'm coming in 2024 super crazy.
I'm already knowing. Well, listen, I appreciate you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to do this. We've been planning this like crazy.
We have. We definitely have. But I appreciate you for having me on the podcast, of course.
No problem.
Thank you
at all.
It means a lot for sure. I absolutely love doing interviews like this, so, you know,
we for sure got to stay connected, most definitely.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure, for sure. You got me on Instagram and everything, so facts. Definitely.
And where can you find your music?
So all platforms, just under Amanda Marie. My latest album released August 17th. It's called Reborn. And yeah, all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that has been the best new artist out of Syracuse, New York, Amanda Marie.
Appreciate you.
Those that don't know, my name is Jay Nitro, and this is the 100% Real Podcast, and we are out.
Bye.
Oh, this is going to be loud again. This is going to be loud again. Oh, crap. Here we go.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the 100% Real Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this genuine conversation about the things that matter the most. Stay tuned for more 100% Real content. And make sure you join us for our next episode as we continue exploring the topics you love. Until then, keep it real, stay curious, and never stop learning. Thank you for being a part of the 100% Real Podcast community. See you next time.